Just realised that there's 10 days I've got to catch up on. Audio Gravities. That's quite scary. I can't believe 10 days has just flown by. I realise I've been doing quite a bit of stuff in the last 10 days, but I think it's amazing how something so small can stop your routine. And it's all down to that really mic cover. And that's pretty much... pretty much how my life goes, really. Something gets out of sync, and then it sort of annoys me for a while before I rectify it in some way, or I don't either have the funds to do it, or I don't get it sorted straight away. That annoys me. It frustrates me. Losing the mic cover is really annoying because I can't use the iPhone as a dictaphone like I was using it before, because I had the mic cover on the bottom and I'd talk into it, and it felt more natural than talking to it as a phone, because then it sort of loses, I don't know, it's weird, isn't it, how your interaction with the device dictates your routine. Interesting. I never really noticed that I did that, but it is definitely true. And I presume I used to do that when I had my shuttle. When I had my old PC shuttle, I used to constantly upgrade bits and bobs on it, but I wouldn't use it if it didn't work a certain way. Weird. Yeah, so this morning I'm a little bit flustered, and I'm a little bit sort of all over the place, and a bit on edge, because finally I'm going to the dentist this morning for my front teeth. I say hopefully because I remember there was a form last time I was there, and I think I filled it out, and I think I left it with them. But I'm not sure, and I've been frantically looking around the house. It's for my two front teeth. I've had a damaged front tooth for a number of years, and I've had a lot of bad experiences with dentists in the past. When I was 12, I had 3 or 4 teeth out by gas. It was the last time that gas could be used, and I woke up with 4 dentists leaning over me, with one of them with his knee in my chest, just in case I panicked when I got up. You know, because every 12-year-old wouldn't panic with 4 people peering into their gob. So that was quite bad. And then for a while I didn't go. And then one of my friends, Julie, who I don't see anymore, who was absolutely a legend, she went with me one time and they did the same thing. He put his knee on my chest. I was like, what's going on here? It's like, you know, I'm not cattle. I'm a human being. So I've had really bad experiences. There's one thing that makes me really nervous. It's the dentist, because teeth and dental hygiene doesn't really run well in the family. I think my mum and dad had dentures when they were like 13, 14, somewhere around that sort of age. I don't know why both of them sort of had the same, but in my mum's side of the family, there is a calcium deficiency. And yeah, so that's always been my one major thing that I've really had an issue with. I'm quite confident with every other area of my life, but my dental stuff has always been a pain. And today could be the day that I get them fixed. On the front, I'm having crowns done. But I'm shitting myself if I'm being absolutely honest. I'm not looking forward to it whatsoever. That's why I'm talking like this. I don't think it's the pain thing. Okay, maybe it is a little bit of the pain thing, but I think more than, and a lot of people say, oh, you have this injection and it doesn't hurt and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, I know all that, but it's that light. It's that damn light and that machine that makes that gurgling noise, like it's sucking down the energy of the world to Atlantis at the bottom. It just, I just can't deal with those. I pick up on ambience, you know, I pick up on things that make, why do they make that noise? Why does it look like that? I watch a lot of stuff. And if I can't quantify it, it makes me panic. So hopefully I'm going to catch up with the audio booze for Gravity. My head cold is slowly lifting. I actually think it was myself. I think I've actually poisoned myself by having too much Echolina over the last month. Trying to stop a cold, I've actually created one. So I've got 10 seconds to go, so just quickly to say that I will be probably audio booing quite a bit today, even if you can't hear what I'm saying. See you in a bit.